We're going to America. We're going to LA. We're joined on the line by Jason Quigley. Jason, good afternoon. Hello, Jason. Jason's coming here now. He's on the line. Jason, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
We hear you now, Jason. It takes a while to get that link just set up properly to hear you from LA. But, Jason, great that you're joining us this afternoon, and I suppose we'll have to congratulate you first of all on your great victory on Friday night against Lanny Darder. First round stoppage.
Yeah, appreciate it, mate. Thanks very much. You know, it's another stepping stone on what I want to get to, and it's great to get the victory.
How did it turn out from your point of view? I've seen the fight looked easy. Did you think it was easy?
Well, you know, it was going into the fight, Miles, this guy had like seven or eight fights, and he was never knocked out, I think, in his, one of his other fights. He was stopped, like, in the last round or something like that, you know. So I knew that he was going to be a tough opponent. I knew that he was going to be in my face a lot of the night, and, you know, he was going to maybe cause me a few problems by coming forward all the time and trying to make a fight of it and spoil my skill and my talent and everything. But as this is, everything kind of went to plan, Miles. You know, these are the kind of things you work on in the gym. You work on these shots that hopefully will put your opponent on the floor, you know. And I didn't go out looking for the knockout or nothing like that. It just happened. I caught him with a lovely right hand early on. I think it was the second right hand I threw, and I caught him, and down he went. And as soon as he got up, I could see in his eyes he wasn't really recovered right from it. So, you know, in this game, you just have to, you can't give anybody a second chance, and I just had to go and take him out of there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I suppose, looking at it from the outside, it seemed like a very easy victory for you. But I suppose if you hadn't that worked on in advance, it mightn't be as easy as it looked.
Yeah, Miles, you know, the guy I fought, like, the only person that ever stopped him was Falcao, a Brazilian fighter who was a former world champion as an amateur. And he's like 8 fights now, 8 wins with 6 KOs as a pro. You know, so that was the only guy ever to stop him, and he only stopped him in the 5th round. So I knew going into this fight that every fight and every opponent, I train for it to go the distance, and I train for it to be a tough fight because, you know, no matter what, every fight is it's a world title fight to me. It's a stepping stone to where I want to get to, and just to be in there and doing what I love doing, it's just, I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Are you frustrated in any way by the fact that you are taking all these opponents out very early in the competition or in the contest, and therefore you're not getting maybe time in the ring that you would like?
Well, to be honest, Miles, you know, there's kind of a wee saying in boxing, you don't get paid for overtime in boxing, so the quicker I can get them out of there in the fight, the better, you know. And for me, Miles, I do all the hard work in the gym. You know, I put in solid rounds. I put in maybe 20 to 25 rounds a week in the gym, sparring and everything like that. So I'm definitely putting in the rounds with top quality sparring partners and everything like that. And I'm ready for whoever's putting the ring in front of me. And, you know, if I can get these guys out of there early, I'm going to get them out of there. You know, people say, oh, you're getting them out of there very quick, maybe you should be going a few rounds and stuff like that. But, you know, I hurt my opponent. I seen he was hurt. And, you know, if I give my opponent the chance to recover or anything like that, this is boxing. One shot can change everything. He catches me, I go down, the fight's completely changed. He catches me with a head clash, that the fight completely changed. I could be out for a few weeks afterwards. So, you know, you can't really give anybody a second chance in this game. And if you hurt them and you can take them out of there, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, 4 fights so far in your professional career. Are you getting enough fights there for your satisfaction?
Oh, definitely, Miles. You know, like, of course, it was a big move moving over here to America and everything in the first place. So, you know, to get settled in and everything like that there was a big priority of mine, to get settled in and get a few fights under my belt before Christmas. And I did, you know, I got three good fights under my belt in the space of 6 months. And, you know, I came back out here at a great training camp for this fight, and was talking with my management team and my promotional team, Golden Boy, and was talking with Oscar. And Oscar wants to keep me busy, wants to keep me in the ring now every month to 6 weeks, you know, so I'm looking, getting back out there now again the first week in April. And just that has to be confirmed yet, but it's a possibility that I'll be back out again in the first week of April, which is great, because the more active you are and the more ready you are, it's a bonus.
Do you know who your next opponent might be?
No, I'm not too sure yet, Miles. You know, as I said, the date isn't even confirmed yet, so once I get the date confirmed, a few days later there'll be an opponent confirmed, and we'll be ready for action again, Miles.
And how are the, I suppose, the spectators out there in the LA area taking to you? And, you know, what's your feeling going to different stadiums to fight on an ongoing basis?
It's absolutely amazing, Miles. You know, it's the support that I have is, it's absolutely great. You know, like, I'm over here from Ireland, as we all know, up in Donegal. To come over here to LA, it's a big change, so it is. And to have the people that, just normal American people, that are starting to become fans of mine now, and every press conference I go to, every media workout I go to, you know, all these familiar faces are coming back up to me, wishing me luck, and can't wait for my fight, looking to get tickets for the fight. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing, so it is. And I'm building an IC fan base over here now, which is very important for me, because I'm here all the time, and this is where I'm going to be fighting now most of the time as well. And, you know, it's great to have a fan base out here, and for the people of LA, and not alone the boxing fans, but the public of LA, to know what I'm about and what I'm here to do. It's absolutely amazing. And also, just now when we're talking about it, I want to thank all the people from Donegal who travelled over here to my fight. I want to thank there's Irish ones and Donegal ones in San Francisco who travelled down. There was ones in New York who travelled over to my fight here in LA. You know, it's absolutely amazing for my fourth fight to have that kind of following. It's really, I feel blessed, to be honest, you know, to have the following and the support that I have.
Well, you're a lucky guy, I suppose, but you, they say the harder you practice, the luckier you get. So I suppose you're doing the business where it's required in the gym, and you're getting the results, and you're getting the fan base, so it's all coming together nicely.
Oh, definitely. You know, it was, as it says, it was a big move to come over here. And, you know, when you make that decision to come over here, and there's no point in coming over here and only half giving it, you know, when you're here now. It's about giving it everything you got and no regrets, and just going out there now and just enjoying everything I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. I love everything out here. And, you know, I'm just really happy with where I am now, and fighting in these big fights and looking forward now to another big fight. It's just, it's absolutely amazing, and really thankful for the opportunities that I have.
Well, Jason, continue to follow your dream, and we're keeping an eye on what's happening over there, and we're delighted that you've joined us this afternoon, and thank you very much for your time.